All right, well, we are kind of continuing this, what seems like a forever series on the book of Romans, and I don't know if we're ever going to end it. No, we will. We'll end it, and maybe even today we'll end it, but we've been in this series on the book of Romans, so, but I titled the sermon today, and I kept trying to work with it, and at first I said, Easter is over, so what do we do now? But then I realized Easter isn't over. Does that make sense? Like, he's still alive, you know? It's like, it's still there. So the title of the sermon is Easter Has Passed, What Now? Okay, I know that was good. I mean, I did get a couple of amens, but not so much to, I really thought you guys were going to be like, whoa, that's really good, but it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Easter has passed, what now? I think a lot of times, you know, Easter comes, by the way, today we're seeing, we have like 12 people ready to get baptized today so far. It's fantastic. That's amazing because we've seen, for us, this is phenomenal. We've seen, that would make 24 baptisms in just the past 3 months and over 30 salvations in our church in 3 months. That's fantastic. Wow, that's great.